shut myself down, turn off the lights, pull out the plug, listen to the motor wind down as I channel myself into the void created for me.
This is our last song, and it's called Tag. Dancing by Rebel.
Oh, and thanks for thanks Nardwar for asking us to play tonight. Bundy, she's around next.
Right.
Bye. We're gonna go talk now.
Oh.
Okay, next one's called Hot Rod.
Hot Rod.
finally got away. I saw your face. I thought I saw sparks and out of yes. I thought you were it. Black and white that I'm kept in between. And I don't get stories and dialogue is good. I thought you were the good guy, but now I'm not so sure. I don't know how to feel, but do you feel like me? Maybe intentions are just hard to see. You're so beautiful, but you know that what is looking at you make me so sad.
In the time clock, I'm shaking and I'm flush. The aftermath of our fallout, I didn't want to walk away. But I've been working here a month, I missed a ton already. Body, wrapped up in a uniform. Hellman is staring at my breast. His excuse is a name tag. Fluorescent lights giving me a migraine. Trace the outline of your name on the pressure cooker. That is so hard to try concentrate. I'm losing focus. Any other end of days, and I just wanna be with you tonight. I just wanna spill my apologies. I just wanna be with you tonight. The work continues to impose me on sun glows. We never close. You wrapped up in a comforter, red pajamas with a hood. You rub your feet while you're sleeping. That's real.
moving in close to you. All right, you are still listening to CITR. We are still doing 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. This is hour number, I've stopped counting. So actually, it's 11th hour. The 11th of 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. You just heard some old recordings from the Winnipeg band Bonaduce's and also the band Bell. In between the bands tonight, we are just playing some old Thunderbird Radio Hell programming. Okay. Okay, let's... We have a band in studio right now, and they are good to go. Live in studio, we have Shipyards. Shipyards. On CITR. How are you guys doing?
Ben, the question is, how are you doing? How are all of you doing? We're doing good.
I'm doing well. Did you manage to get a good sleep?
No, I got a horrendous sleep. I don't know. You're locked up in this horde building. I'm going to turn around with no windows. It was hailing for a long time, and I was being hit on the face by hail through my bedroom window. And then
it's
2 hours of hail in your face. It's not fun. I mean, the hail in my face is only 13 seconds, but it's more fun if I say it was 2 hours.
Oh, right. So yeah, for people that just were just tuning in for some reason at 5 a.m, just starting to tune in, you played on the show with Collapsing Opposites.
I was here earlier. Yes, I was here at 7 p.m. with Collapsing Opposites. Much more reasonable hour to play music.
And the music of that band is quite different than Shipyards.
Yes, to say the least. Though I think Collapsing Opposites is pretty bizarrely esoteric in its own way, a different way.
So for you guys, how did this get started? Shipyards.
Well, a horrible demon baby screeched, and then we started a band. Essentially, I don't know. I mean,
when did it start?
I guess I really started. I was all alone last December, and I bought this Caliphone tape deck, and I started messing with it, trying to see what I could do, looping stuff off of it. And that was really for me the start of trying to finally put some of this together. So many demon noises. I've always really liked noise music when I was young. I mean, I was really into Fushitsusha and stuff like that when I was younger. So I wanted to try and do something. Essentially, I wanted to rip off the Dead Sea, which I still don't think we've done. But I had known David around for a long time, and I sort of feel that David's enthusiasm... David's a man of extremes. He's either super up on something or he hates it completely.
Right.
And, it's true.
Yeah, so I hoped that he would be up on this project. And so I really wanted him in there because I knew there was someone lurking underneath all those hand claps.
And hair.
And hair, yes.
Is this on? Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah.
Maybe. And Charles, I've just known for a long time, and Charles and I used to, up until very recently, host a show on your rival station, CJSF, called Geographing. And so, I don't know, it's nepotism, I guess, in a way. I was just like, Charles, get in the band. Yeah. And then in the beginning, we were lucky enough, we had Peter Skrico in this band. It was a fucking gem of a man. Vancouver's Jewel is what I call him. So, I don't know, I've just been really lucky. Yeah. I found people around. Ah, man. Scott's just pissy because he played at 3 a.m. and nobody cared. I know. I totally agree.
But we're not bitter about it. Peter is up and listening to this. I love him and I will give him
love. Yes. Scott does love Peter. That's true.
Scott and Peter are like...
Okay, good times.
Yeah.
It's hard to hear stuff off the stage, but okay. Do you guys want to maybe play another one?
Yeah, if you could ask one more question to say David or Charles, it would give me time to switch instruments.
Okay, that'd
be great.
Well, another thing I'm going to say is David is coming in at 6 o'clock. No, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, you're playing exactly. Again. 12 hours.
12 hours. What are you going to do in between? Sleep?
Probably work. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you work?
Masturbate. Scott says masturbate. Is Family Feud?
Great.
Showcase Showdown?
I got a prayer request, by the way.
Great. We've got a bunch of, like, interlopers.
When it's 5 a.m. And there are drunk jackasses around, you never know who's going to come into the studio.
It's true. It's like evening at the Playboy Mansion, except for...
I mean, well, 5 a.m. is still acceptable, but once it gets to 6, it gets kind of awkward.
Dr. Leonard Babies is...
You know, when kids are going to school...
Ben, I'm leaving at 6. That's when the buses start, right?
Yeah. All right. Everybody.
5:30, actually.
Shipyards, live on CITR on to... Almost into the 12-hour, halfway point, almost, of the marathon that we're doing. Shipyards live on CITR.
Hey.
24 hours of Thunderbird Radio Health. So the songs that you guys do, is it a lot of improv, or do you, how does it work?
It's got a basic idea,
yes,
and then we fuck that idea up.
Right.
I'd say there's certainly a lot more writing than there was in the beginning. We sort of felt it out. We have things we play more than once now. That's shocking to me,
right,
actually.
Well, what kind of ideas are you talking about? Like, you want like a certain loop or a certain...
David?
Yeah, Charles? Definitely, yeah. Like, it's only about the mood, because it's certainly not about, right, the composition. But, right, yeah, oh, like, it's like, that's that song itself has a very nostalgic feel, in my opinion.
Right.
So when I play it, I try to play it like that.
Right.
Whatever that may mean.
So when you guys were practicing, you would, I guess you would experiment with certain things, and then you find one that you like, and you kind of remember?
Yeah, it's sort of, I guess, just everyone contributes at different times. It was, everyone is sort of different, you know, comes to making the same kind of music from a really different place. So sometimes we play, and I just be like, man, that just sounded like explosions in the sky.
Right.
I don't even like them that much. That's really weird. And then other times it would just be pure feedback and stuff in between. So I think, yeah, everyone has a pretty different musical starting point, but
right.
Man, this just sounds pretentious. Anyways, but we end up just making a fuck. You know, I just shove my guitar into an amplifier. That's art.
Right.
I'll relate an anecdote. My father called me one day for no reason. He called me out of the blue and he went, "How you doing, son?" I went, "I'm doing pretty good, Dad." And he went, "I listened to Shipyards the other day." I went, "Oh yeah?" He went, "Dreadful, dreadful stuff. That's not music." I went, "Dad, you sound like a sitcom." He, "I don't care. Sometimes they speak the truth. Dreadful." And then that was the end of our conversation. My dad literally phoned me to razz me on how shitty my music was and hung up. So thanks, Dad.
How did you find out about... What does he... Is he a music fan at all? What does he do?
My dad loves Neil Young.
Yeah.
My dad is a customs broker. He used to be in a garage rock band called Noonie Ricket and the Revelmen, which I still think is one of the best garage rock names of all time. He was like a football jock, and he played music, and my brothers are both like 6'2" Adonises who are hockey stars.
Much
and I'm
like
a
yourself.
Yeah, and I'm a big fat guy with a beard who listens to Prurient records. So I don't think my parents understand. My dad sort of gets it,
but this he thinks is dreadful.
Oh, he absolutely hates it. Anyone else got a way in, Charles? Dreadful, good.
Yeah.
I like it, but yeah, I've been told by my sister that I should make music that people would like.
But this is
good. It.
But it's good, though, because I think there's certain, you know, because there are a lot of noise stuff out there that's sort of just all over the place. But this is, I don't know what to say. I don't know if it's a bad word. I think it's slightly more accessible. I mean, it's. I think it is.
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, I think it depends what we're doing. We have different shows. We have shows where we're literally just wanting to be a complete dick and alienate everybody. But at other times, when, I don't know, it's the super uncool. I always try and sound cool and draw Fushi Tsushi and Dead Sea and stuff. My comparison is always Sonic Youth. The song The Diamond Sea is one of the greatest noise songs of all time, as far as I'm concerned. And it's got this beautiful melody in the beginning, and then it just fucking drones on in your... Oh, sorry, I shouldn't be swearing.
Yeah.
In your face for a while. It's wonderful. It's 23 minutes with like 3 minutes of melody.
You know, I was just going to say, my favorite song to play on radio if I had to go buy pizza or something. You've got 23 minutes.
Even Patrick, my friend Patrick from Rollmock, and I used to have an all-night radio show called Radio Noir.
Yeah.
And when we'd get really, really tired, we'd just put on one of 3 million versions of Pink Lady Lemonade by Asimilus Temple. And you had at least an hour to take a nap, to go buy a soda pop, to take a walk. It was great.
If I may relate something to the accessibility, we went and played with our friends in Lethbridge, Alberta, of the band Endangered Ape. And the lead singer... informed us that there had never been a noise artist to play that particular club in Lethbridge, Alberta.
That wasn't the lead singer. That was Paul.
That was the
bass player, Paul Lutton of Mammoth Cave Records, who's a superstar now.
There you go, superstar Paul Lutton. And that elicited fear and joy in me. And when we finally played the show, we were extremely warmly received. So I guess that sort of goes to show.
Did I show you our one-line review from the Lethbridge Sun-Times?
No.
The crowd boiled in front of Vancouver's Shipyard. Shipyard.
The crowd what? Boiled?
Boiled. I thought that was great for a one-line review. The crowd boiled in front of us. It was amazing. But once again, it was Shipyard.
Yeah.
We've had Shipyard, the Shipyards,
oh, right.
the Shipyard. Shipyard did a great show.
Yeah, good job.
Is this going to be the real
Shipyards on 24 hours of Radio Hell, almost halfway through 24 hours.
This is a vanity piece. It's the only song I've ever written, and it's not very good. I wrote it at Charles's house. He used to live on Sperling Avenue, and we don't name things. We just name them esoterically out of something around the scenario. So I wrote this song 3 years ago, and it's called Sperling Avenue, oddly enough. All right. Thank you.
Shipyard live on CITR. And I think, we're getting close to being out of time, so I think we're done. You're done. Thanks for coming out.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
3 minutes.
Yeah, you have 3 minutes.
Tom
Whalen.
Captain B in here.
Yeah,
ragamuffin.
Thanks.
Okay. It's either Tom.
Thank you. Sorry for pressing that, but man, we want to play with Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Will. 2 minutes. We're now he's gone.
Tom.
Tom Whalen. He's coming. All right. 2 minutes. Ben, I'm going to look you directly in the eyes during this entire song, which is a lie. When we got it finished, you blink. We're done. The song's called Scott Schellenberg's Asleep on the Couch.
Shipyards live on CITR, the Is there a website that people can go?
MySpace.com/shipyardsband. There's another band in New York called Shipyards.
Or Last
They're FM. Terrible.
LastFM.com/shipyards.
Awesome. And what kind of recordings are on there?
All of our recordings. Yes. Everything we practice, and then we put it online.
There's like a series called Learning. So there's four learnings so far. First two are sold out. You can download them off of the MySpace for free. We got Learning 5 coming up, and then Learn Ed is going to be the vinyl release. So it's all coming that way.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Shipyards, check them out. Coming up next at as soon as we can, 6 o'clock, Don LaRange. So stick around for that. Until then, I'm going to play some older Thunderbird Radio Hell. Not as old as the stuff we've been playing. This is some great Aunt Ida when she was here about 3 years ago.
Called Company You Keep, and I'm here without my band, so it's just me. This next song's called Don't Start.
I don't think you are real. I am.